我哋开始嚟睇哥罗西书第一章。
We'll begin this evening with our study of Colossians chapter 1.
弟兄姊妹，如果你仲记得我哋上一次提及到哥罗西书嘅嗰个属灵嘅背景嘅时候
，If brothers and sisters still recall the spiritual background of the church at Colossae from our last study，
我哋读入哥罗西书咧就比较容易明白好多啦。
Then it'll be a lot easier for us as we delve into the study of the book of Colossians.
并且你睇到圣灵所用嘅字句喺哥罗西书嘅里头咧，系特别有佢嘅意思。
And then you also realize that the words, the vocabulary that the Holy Spirit records for us, takes on special meaning in light of the background.
我哋常常提及到圣灵。启示圣经的时候在用字的上面是很有讲究的。
Oftentimes we make a point to say that the Holy Spirit uses specific words to extract the specific meaning.
当然不是指著中文的那个 term 或者是英文的那个 term.
It's not just the Chinese translation of the term or else the English translation of that particular term.
而是特别是指著在神启示的时候所用的希腊文的圣经。
But rather, we're referring to the original text in Greek, what is recorded as God's revelation.
虽然经过翻译出来成了各种不同的文字。
And even though through the various translation into the various languages,
我们都一样是这么容易能够领会到圣灵那个特别的意思。
We still are able to see the special meaning that the Holy Spirit had intended.
我哋特别留意到哥罗西书一开头嘅时候所讲嘅说话。
You need to take note of the beginning of Colossians.
而且你同其他嘅保罗嘅书信嚟比较嘅时候呢
？And when you compare it to the other letters that Paul had written,
你会发现。有啲好有意思嘅事
，you discover something very very interesting。
我哋就话喺一般称为监狱书信嘅呢几封信嘅里边
，if we just look at the what was called or termed the prison letters, this group of letters，
以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西
，that would be Colossians, Philippians, and Ephesians。
我哋甚至包括埋腓利门。
And then even added to that would be the letter to Philemon.
你将佢一嚟做一个比较嘅时候
，and you compare
喺同一个时间写，差唔多同一个时间写嘅呢几封信咧
，these particular letters which were written at around the same period of time，
你睇到佢用嘅字句咧，好接近，但系又唔完全相同。
You find that the vocabulary is very, very close to one another, although it is not exact.
但是有些是完全相同的。
There are other vocabulary words which are exact opposite. They are exactly the same.
譬如好像以弗所书和哥罗西书一开头就是一样的。
We see that the beginning of Colossians is the same as the beginning of Ephesians.
腓立比书开头咧就唔一样嘅字句，但系又系一样嘅含义嘅。
In Philippians, even though the beginning does not seem to utilize a similar type of words, it is the same intent.
嗱，我哋先留意下呢一个。
So this is the first thing that we should pay attention to.
你如果睇以弗所书咧，一开手就话系奉神嘅旨意作使徒。
If you go back to Ephesians, it begins by saying an apostle.Of Christ Jesus by the will of God.
奉神的旨意作基督耶稣的使徒。
An apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God.
那哥罗西呢
？What about Colossians?
你睇睇哥罗西。
If you look at the beginning,
他又系奉神的旨意作基督耶稣使徒嘅。
And so again, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God.
但你睇下腓立比呢
？But what about Philippians?
那腓立比呢就唔系用咁样嘅字句啦。
Philippians do not use those specific vocabulary.
佢就係用基督耶穌嘅仆人。
It starts to tell us bond servants of Christ Jesus.
字句上面唔相同。
So the vocabulary itself is a little different.
但是含义是完全一样的。
But the meaning or the intent behind it is exactly the
same. 如果我们从腓立比书来先看的话呢,
if we first begin with Philippians,
他说保罗是谁呢?
It identifies who is Paul.
保罗就说我是基督耶稣的奴仆。
Paul tells us that he identifies himself as the bondservant of Jesus Christ Jesus.
中文圣经就翻译得很斯文。
Now, then the Chinese translation is more courteous in its translation.
但实际的意思不是那么斯文的。
But the real intent is not so courteous in nature.
实际的意思是奴仆的仆人。
It means that the servant of a slave or a bondservant.
什么叫做奴仆呢?
What does it mean, a bondservant?
奴仆就是说他自己本身没有主权的。
That means that he himself has no rights.
他所有的主权是在他的主人那里。
That's his, the rights of him is in the hands of his master.
他的一切是根据他的主人。
That everything that he does is in accordance to the master. And that's what a bondservant would be.
腓立比书叫我们看到的是这个事实。
And Philippians allows us then to look, see it from this perspective.
但是在以弗所和哥罗西呢?
What about Ephesians and Colossians?
好像有文雅一点那么多了。
It seems that it's a little bit more strict.
是更斯文一点了。
It's even more eloquent.
他就是说奉神的旨意作基督耶稣使徒。
Specifically, it says an apostle by the will of God.
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
首先我们要留意什么叫做使徒。
First of all, we have to take note, what is the definition of apostle?
使徒就是受差遣的人。
Apostle is an individual who is sent.
一个受差遣的人,
an individual who is sent.
受哪个差遣?
Well, who sent him?
当然是受比他大的人去差遣。
Of course, he would be sent by whoever is over him.
如果不大过他的话呢, 他就没办法差遣得他动。
If the person was not over him, then that other person would not be able to send this individual.
掌握着他的权柄的, 就有这样的权力去差遣他。
So by the right of his authority, he is able to send this other individual.
所以使徒那个意思就是说,他是一个受差遣的人。
So an apostle means, is defined to mean that he is one who is sent.
那受哪个差遣?
Well, who sent him?
根据什么来差遣?
What is the basis of him being sent?
叫我们留意到那个奉神的旨意的问题了。
Now then the focus switches to that phrase, by the will of God.
弟兄姊妹,在这件事情上面, 又很明显地将作耶稣基督的奴仆的那件事情呢, 是表达出来的。
And so very clearly, it also brings out the same meaning that we find in the phrase, the bondservant of Christ Jesus.
我特别和弟兄姊妹去提这个事实呢,
Now, I make special mention of this.
原因就是要叫我们看到一个侍奉神的人,他的根据是什么?
In order for us to understand the basis by which an individual is sent.
他所服侍的内容又应该是什么?
And then the context, or the context in which his mission must be.
这两件事情都是很重要的事来的。
And so both of these aspects are very extremely important.
当神的教会堕落成了基督教的时候,
And so when the church of God has fallen into a religious practice,
Christianity.
因为在基督教的里面所着重的呢,是工作。 We realize that Christianity, the focus is on the works.
所以既然是着重在工作的话呢, 只要是工作, 那就叫做对了。
And so since that is the focus, works in and of itself become the proper thing.
但是神的话给我们看到,
But the Word of God tells us,
侍奉神是不是 只係著眼喺工作嗰度咧。
When one serves God, is the focus squarely upon the works that is completed?
我哋從舊約一路讀到新約，有關人同神嘅中間嗰個關係。
When we look through the entire Bible from Old Testament to New, when we recognize that there is a relation, whenever there is a relationship between an individual and God,
我哋冇辦法能夠揾到有一件事或者係一個人，佢同神嘅關係完全係建立喺工作呢個基礎上邊。
We will never be able to find an individual or a particular task per se that is equated to the will of God.
咁唔係建立喺工作嘅基礎上面，咁係建立喺乜嘢嘅上面？
That we, if it is not, if the basis of that particular works is not, on, is not on the will of God, then what is the basis?
我哋感謝神。
Thanks be to God.
從舊約嘅歷史嚟，我哋會睇見。
From the Old Testament history, we can see.
所有被揀選出嚟去服侍嘅人，佢哋係服侍喺神嘅旨意嘅裏邊。
That every single individual who is chosen to be a servant of God has chosen to come to fulfill the will of God.
嚟到新約嘅時候呢
？When we come to the New Testament,
情形冇改變到。
The situation remains.
雖然神作工嘅方法嘅嗰個原則係有修改。
Even though the basis of the method by which God works has somewhat changed.
在舊約的時候，神是基本上面是以律法來做作工的基礎。
For in the Old Testament, we realize that God works almost exclusively through the law.
在新約的時候，神是用恩典來做作工的基礎。
And in the New Testament, God has used almost exclusively, to complete His works through grace.
神作工的神作工的那個基礎雖然是有了轉變，
so even though the basis of his works has changed,
但是神作工的內容沒有改變，
but the content of his work has never changed,
神作工的那個原則沒有改變，
and the principle of his work has never changed,
神作工的目的也沒有改變，
and certainly the purpose of his work has never changed,
所改變的只不過就是那個方法和那個方式。
The only thing that has changed is the way or the method by which it is completed.
特別我們讀到新約的書信的時候，
and so when, especially when we come to the New Testament epistles,
尤其是在保羅的書信裡面，
especially when we come to Paul's epistles,
這件事情是非常非常突出的，是被我們注意到的。
This is the uniqueness that we are able to detect.
我們留意第一章一開首，他怎樣說。
Let's take note of chapter 1. What does it say from the very beginning?
他说奉神旨意作基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太写信给哥罗西的圣徒，在基督里面有忠心的弟兄，愿因为平安从神我们的父归给你们。
Paul, an apostle of Christ, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到？
Now, brothers and sisters, take notice.
一開始嘅時候，佢就講到寫信呢班人係邊係乜嘢人。
From the beginning, it tells us who the recipient of this letter.
呢個係聖經嘅書信嘅嗰個格式。
And so this is the distinction to the formula of the epistles in the Bible.
或者話係當時嘅人佢哋寫信嘅嗰個格式。
And you could say that this is the formula by which the writers have been recorded in the epistles.
先係講出咗係邊一個人寫嘅信。
It first tells us or identifies for us who the author is.
嗰封信係寫俾邊一個
？And to whom the letter is written.
咁喺呢個咁嘅介紹嘅裏頭咧，就好有講究嘅。
And so that is more than sufficient as an introduction.
如果我哋唔了解佢裏面個含義嘅話咧，我哋就覺得哦，呢個就係咁習慣係咁樣嘅啦。
If we do not know the content that is behind the words, then we would think, oh, that's just customs.
但係如果我哋知道佢嗰個內容嘅話咧
，But if we realize the meaning behind the words，
特別你留意到係聖靈喺嗰處嚟管理住。 写信嘅人用嘅词句嘅时候。
And especially if we take note that it is the Holy Spirit who is sovereign over the writer who is selecting those particular vocabulary.
圣经里面所讲嘅事情，就有佢一定嘅含义喺嗰处。
Then we realize that there is a hidden meaning behind the words that are contained in the Bible.
所以我哋喺哥罗西书一开始，我哋又睇到留意到呢件事。
And so we see this right away when we begin Colossians chapter 1.
保罗作使徒
，Paul an apostle，
啊，提摩太作使，同埋保罗一齐嚟服侍。
That Timothy who serves alongside Paul。
但是他们是有一个根据。
But there is a basis for their existence.
保罗是使徒，提摩太不是。
Now, Paul is an apostle, Timothy is not.
在那个时候，提摩太只不过就是保罗的同工。
Timothy at that particular time was merely a co-worker of Paul's.
但是我们感谢神。
But thanks be, we thank our God.
在奉神旨意的这件事情上面，是包括埋提摩太喺里头。
That God's eternal will includes Timothy.
虽然佢唔系作使徒
，even though he was not in a position as an apostle.
但最低限度佢系作咗弟兄。
At the very least, he is a brother.
佢之所以作弟兄
，and the fact that he is able to be a brother，
那系喺神嘅旨意嘅里边。
It's because it is within God's eternal
will. 但我哋留意呢件事情咧，唔系着重喺呢个身份。
But our attention should not be focused on the position that he holds.
而系着重在呢件事情所带俾我哋去领会嘅嗰个实际。
But rather, it should cause us to understand something behind his position.
譬如我哋集中喺保罗嘅身上边去睇。
Now we just merely focus on Paul himself.
佢奉神嘅旨意作耶稣基督嘅使徒。
He is an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God.
佢系受耶稣基督去差遣嘅。
And so he has been sent forth by Jesus Christ.
差遣佢去做耶稣基督所要作嘅事。
To be sent forth to accomplish those works which Jesus Christ wants to accomplish.
弟兄姊妹，喺呢处已经好明显俾我哋睇到两方面嘅。
So very clearly, it already points out two particular aspects for it.
头一件事情就关乎我哋嘅服侍嘅内容系乜嘢。
The very first aspect concerns what is the content of our work or our service.
第二件事情就系话我哋嘅服侍系根据乜嘢。
And the second is what is the basis of our works or service.
我哋常常听到弟兄姊妹们话
，Oftentimes we would hear from other brothers and sisters，
我哋侍奉神
，We serve God，
点样叫做侍奉神
？Well, what does it mean to serve God？
我哋常常了解到呢一点
，We oftentimes know this。
我哋话侍奉神就系侍奉神嘅旨意
，To serve God means to serve God's eternal will。
嗰个系咩意思呢
？What does that mean？
即系话我哋一切嘅侍奉系根据神嘅旨意。
That means all of our service must be within God's will。
我哋嘅服侍嗰个目的咧，乃系去成全神嘅旨意。
And the purpose of our service is to fulfill God's will。
那所以喺呢件事上，喺呢点上边，好清楚就俾我哋留意到。我哋嘅侍奉嘅一个内容。
So it's very clear, just on this very first point, what is the content of our service?
弟兄姊妹，我哋常常有个错觉喺嗰度。
Oftentimes we have a misconception.
我哋以为侍奉就系去做一啲嘅工作。
We think that service means, oh, we have to go do something.
我做一啲嘅工作，嗰个就系侍奉。
If I do a particular work, then that's service.
而嗰啲嘅工作呢？总之有人欣赏就叫做就叫做对啦。
And as long as someone admires it or thinks good of it, then it is a part of service.
但弟兄姊妹，我哋翻到神嘅话里边去睇嘅时候
，But when we come back to the Word of God，
我哋就发现侍奉嗰件事情，你话佢好简单，佢又真系好简单。
In light of His words, if we say, well, service is a very simple thing, well, yes, it is a very
simple thing.
但
你话佢好丰富，佢又识得好丰富。
But if you say no, it's not so simplistic. It's very abundant, then that's true too.
如果我哋话佢好简单嘅
，we say that no, it's a simplistic thing.
我哋就系话，只要我哋将神嘅意思服侍完毕，嗰个就叫做准确啦。
Then It is, because all we have to do is to fulfill God's will. And once that's done, that's it.
我们说他服侍主这件事情上是非常的丰富。
But if you looked at the other view and say, serving the Lord is a very abundant matter,
我们就会留意到了我们所服侍那些事情那个范围是非常的宽广。
Then that's true too. We'll discover that the scope of our service may be very broad.
那个项目是非常的多的items。
That there are many items with that would constitute our service before Him.
但是你有多大的范围，有多大的内容。
But no matter how broad the scope, nor how many items that are contained in that service,
但它有一个中心的目的。
There is nevertheless a singular purpose to it.
那个共同的目的呢，乃是去完成神要做的事。
The common purpose, the common ground, is to fulfill what God desires to accomplish.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们来到主的面前的时候，我们不能不留意这个。
So when we come before the Lord, we cannot do without this particular understanding.
我们都是被召出来，we
are all
成为神儿女的人
to become children of God.
从另一方面来讲，我们又是说，我们是被召出来做一个服侍神的人。
On the other hand, though, we have also been all called to be to serve the Lord.
早几个星期，刚顶来到我们中间交通的时候，咪特别同弟兄姊妹提到我们嗰两个特殊嘅身份。
Several weeks ago, our brother Kong was in our midst, and in his sharing, he specifically mentioned two specific positions that we have garnered.
应该唔止 position 啊，应该系仲紧要啲，系嗰个 identification。
It's not just a position, but the identification.
一个嗱，如果从内容上面嚟讲，就系两个好重要嘅职事啦。
If you look at what it's about, the meaning of those particular positions or identification, you see that there are two specific ministries.
一个就是做君王,
one is to be a king.
Kingship. 一个是做祭司,
and the other is to be a priest.
不理你是做君王也好，做祭司也好,
so whether we're talking about the kingship or else we're talking about the priesthood,
但是我们就会要问了,
we have to ask,
这个君王是做什么的?
What does the king do?
这个祭司是做什么的?
What does the priest do?
你绝对没办法能够用如今地上的那种君王的观念来看这个君王。
Now we cannot transpose the definition that we have of a king by looking at the current monarchies that are in existence today and say that that's what a king is before God.
你也没办法用犹太教那个观念来看祭司的。
Nor are we able to fully understand the reality of priesthood based on our conception of priests in Judaism.
如果用这个世间的人的观念去看这两个职事的话呢?
If we look at those specific ministries based on our earthly understanding of today,
你就说如果我做君王，我有权柄去管理。
If we think, well, if I'm a king, that means I have full authority over you, to rule over you.
如果我是作祭司的话呢?
And or if I am a priest,
我就是识烧火的。
Then all I know is to burn incense.
总之你要来献祭，我就帮你去拎去祭坛嗰度嚟烧咗佢。
And if you want to make an offering, then I know is to make bring your subject. Object onto the altar and then light the fire.
弟兄姊妹，如果你真实去睇到神选召我哋出嚟作祭司又好，作君王也好。
But if we really understand what it means that God has chosen us to be priests or that God has chosen us to be kings, we realize that is totally different from these concepts. I'm not going to extend, go through it in extensive fashion. But I have to concisely point out what is the content of this particular ministry that we have been called into. If we are to be kings, we have been called out in order to make provisions to the multitude.
丁姐，你留意下啟示錄，嗰時講到話，將來神嗰班神嘅兒女同埋主一同掌權，就話用去管理列國嘅時候。
Remember that in the Revelation when it tells us that many would co-rule with the Lord and to rule over
nations.
The various nations.
丁姐，你读英文最好噶啦。The
English translation is especially good.
因为佢系将一个好明好唔同嘅嗰个事实摆俾你睇。Because
it presents a very different idea for us to grasp.
读中文圣经咧，就系读到而家做皇帝嗰啲咁嘅样。
When we read the Chinese translation, what we see or recognize is the concept of monarchs today.
但你读英文圣经，你就读到神要我哋嘅嗰个样。But
what we see in the English translation is a further understanding that God wants for us to be in that position.
神要我哋点样去做君王?
Well, how does God want for us to act as kings?
我刚才说是要叫我们去供应列国。
Earlier, I just stated that it is for us to make provisions for the multitudes, to the various nations.
但是原来的意思是什么呢?
So, what does the original meaning mean?
原来的意思是要叫你去牧养列国。
The original meaning, the definition is that we are to shepherd the other nations.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏那个牧羊。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It is referring to that type of a shepherding.
是叫我们这样去牧养万民。
It is to call us to shepherd over the nations in that fashion.
弟兄姊妹，我先问你一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, let me first ask you this question.
假如今日神俾你嚟牧养我,
if God has called you to be shepherd over me,
你怎样牧养我?
How will you shepherd me?
首先你必须要有神嘅丰富。
First and foremost, you must be filled with the fullness of God.
然后你就可以用神嘅丰富嚟牧养我。
Only then will you be able to shepherd over me with the fullness or the abundance of God.
如果不是的话，你就没办法牧养我。If
you do not possess it, you will not be able to shepherd over me.
但弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你留意神不是用你来去牧养一个人。
God is not calling us or you to shepherd over one person.
他是要叫我们去牧养列国。
But He is calling us to be shepherds over nations.
当然，弟兄姊妹，你话呢一句咁嘅说话咧，系讲到全教会嚟讲。
Of course, you can say, but that phrase refers to the entire church body.
甚至特别系讲到全教会里边嘅嗰个团体嘅得胜者。
Or you can maybe refer to it to the overcomers that are within the church.
好多人嘅，唔净止我一个。
So it's many people, it's not just myself.
弟兄姊妹，即使系好多人。
Okay, even if it was many people.
你有冇留意嗰个比例呢?
Do you see the analogy there? Oh, do you see the ratio there?
无论你点样去睇，你去作牧养呢班人系比较接受牧养嗰个比例上面嚟讲咧，系好细好细。
You see the ratio that there are many more individuals in the nations as compared to those who are called to shepherd over the nations.
在这样的情况下, 你说, 我怎么牧羊? 我怎么牧羊?
Then you may think, if that's the situation, then how will I be able to shepherd the nations? By what is the basis by which I will be able to accomplish it?
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
甚至在这段事情未曾出现之前，这段我们还活在地上的这段时间里头。
That during this period of time, before that becomes reality, even as we are alive today on this earth,
他造就我们。
He edifies us.
他带领我们。
He leads us.
他引领我们,
and He guides us,
叫我们去经历他,
in order for us to experience Him,
认识他,
to know Him,
知取他,
to draw near to Him.
然后呢, 就完全地去享用他,
and then to fully utilize Him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这件事情上面纯熟的时候,
When we come to full maturity in this matter,
弟兄姊妹，你要去成为神摆喺人中间嘅供应，就一啲难处都冇啦。Then
there would be no hardship if you were to be the one to make provisions for all the nations.
弟兄姊妹，呢一个咁样嘅要求。So
this particular request
就要求我哋喺我哋在地上嘅年日。 除非我们就不去服侍神，服侍神我们必须要连接上神的旨意。
It's incumbent upon us as we serve Him to fully serve Him within His will. Or, of course, if we don't serve Him at all, then it doesn't matter.
作君王是这样，作祭司也是这样。
So whether that's true, whether we are to be kings or whether we are to be priests.
所以因此，当我们一睇喺 保罗写信给哥罗西的弟兄姊妹的时候,
so when we see that Paul is writing to the brethren at Colossae,
开始的时候好像只是介绍他自己是哪一个。
In the very beginning, it might very well look just like a customary introduction of who the author is.
但实际上他就向我们来交通服侍神的那个态度、认识和内容。
But in fact, he is providing for us an insight into the attitude, the reality, and also the content of one who serves God's purpose.
我们简单的话来讲，服侍神就是服侍神的旨意。
So very simply put, to serve God means to serve His purpose.
一个服侍神的人必须首先是一个接受神差遣的人。
So someone who serves God then must be an individual who first must be sent by God.
在接受神的差遣的这点上面，不是仅仅就是说我叫你去。
Now, when it comes to this matter of accepting the mission, it doesn't mean merely that, okay, here's someone to send you out.
而是在这里叫我们去留意到,
but rather, it requires for us to pay more attention.
头一件事情刚才我们所提的,
first and foremost, as we had alluded to earlier, we have to recognize the authority that's there.
换句话来说,
that means you first have to know the proper place that you must take.
你是被差遣的。
You're the one that is sent.
在你之上有一个权柄,
that means that there is an authority that exists over you.
另外一件事情呢,
and then another matter,
在我受差遣的这点上面来讲呢,
from this point of my being the one who is sent,
我所接受的差遣是有根据的,
that there is a basis by which I am sent.
是根据差遣我的人。
And is the basis is solely focus on the person who has sent me.
我或者这样提一提弟兄姊妹，你会好清楚了解。
If I maybe present it in this particular way, it would be easier for brothers and sisters to understand.
譬如说，现在这树有很多很多很多种的，很多件要做的事。
Let's say that there are many, many items that needs to be completed.
你睇落去嘅时候，样样嘢你都应该做。
And if you look at the whole list, you think, wow, I need to do all of these.
但如果你样样都要做嘅时候咧，就做死咗你。
But if you really were to embark on each to complete each and every task, it would exhaust you to the ground.
第一就你冇咁嘅时间。
First of all, you don't have sufficient time.
第二你冇咁嘅精神。
Secondly, you do notHave the alertness to be able to do all these tasks. Nor do you have the strength to complete them all.
可能仲有第四、第五。
Maybe there are four and five or other type of reasons.
太多了。There
are other reasons, but we won't pinpoint them.
总之好大好多嘅嘢摆喺佢面前，你样样嘢都应该做，但系你如果样样都要做嘅话咧，你就实死冇生。
But suffice to say, there are many tasks that are laid out before you. When you look at it, you should be.Doing each and every one of these tasks, but if you were to embark to take it upon yourself to finish all these tasks, it would run you to the ground.
今日咁点办
？Then what should I do?
嗱，弟兄姊妹，如果我哋懂得服侍系服侍神嘅旨意嘅话
，If we recognize that service really is to serve God's purpose,
你话样样都系神嘅旨意
，Then you think, wow, every single one of these is God's purpose.
啱啊
，Yes, that's true.
但是你要服侍神的旨意的时候，你还要根据神对你的差遣。
But in addition to serving His purpose, you also must be sent by Him.
神只是差遣你作其中的一件。
If God sent you to complete one of these many tasks,
如果你真的懂得做仆人的话
，and if you really know the meaning of being a servant,
如果你真的懂得。你是接受差遣的。
And you really recognize that you are someone who is sent.
你一定不会活在自己的雄心大志那里。
You will not be so heroic to think, I can do it.
哎呀你说样样我都做晒最好。
I can do everything, that would be the best.
弟兄姊妹，这个是人的雄心大志。
This is our own courage or our own boldness coming forth.
但是在服侍神的事上面是几乎我们可以说是没有人的雄心大志的地位。
But we can say that in serving God, there is no place for man's own boldness.
由开始到末了，是根据神的差遣。
From beginning to end, it must be in accordance to God's mission, what God has sent forth.
神给你一个这样的负担。
If He has given you specifically a burden for
神给你一个这样的吩咐。
If He has given you this particular command,
你就按照神给你的负担，按照神给你的吩咐，你去做好就够了。
Then it is more than sufficient for you to follow through based on the fact that He has sent you, based on the fact that He has commanded for you to do this.
你只要忠心的在神的面前去作成主所交托俾你嘅就够了。
And so it is more than sufficient for you to then be true only to fulfill that which the Lord has sent you to accomplish.
因此我哋一开始嘅时候睇到保罗写呢封信嘅时候，佢好明确嘅摆明呢一点。
So from the very beginning of this particular letter, this is a very important point that Paul puts in the beginning.
你说那使不讲得那么多呢
You might say, why do we have to go into it in such detail?
如果你慢慢读下去，你读到哥罗西书的内容的时候，你就知道哦，原来之间是有好有关联的。
You will discover that as we continue with our study of Colossians, that it is intimately related to this particular point.
那上一次我同弟兄姊妹提过。
In the past, or in our last study, I mentioned this to brothers and sisters.
以弗所书是讲教会是基督的身体。
In Ephesians, the theme is that the church is the body of Christ.
哥罗西书是讲基督是教会的头。
In Colossians, it points out that Christ is the head of the body.
那这个是一件事情的两边。
So this is two sides of the same thing.
虽然是两边去表达同一件事情。
So even though there are two ways to manifest the same thing.
但是站在一个作神的工作的人这个地位上面
But if you stand in the place of an individual who is a true servant of God,
神是要叫我们非常非常明显的晓得我们所站那个地位是什么地位。
God very clearly and succinctly wants for us to fully understand what position we actually stand upon.
从一边来讲是仆人。
On the one hand, we are servants.
另一边来讲是见证人。
On the other hand, we are to be witnesses.
Now, 如果我们能够留意到作见证人的这个这样的事实,
if we grasp hold of the what it means to be a witness,
那我们就晓得你见证什么?
Then we would discover what are we testifying to?
你要将什么见证出来?
What are we a witness of?
你要摆在人家眼前的是一些什么事情呢?
What is it that we're supposed to exhibit before man?
好了，我唔再多讲第一节上边关于保罗自己嘅介绍。
I'm not going to go any further into more detail about Paul and his introduction of himself.
弟兄姊妹能够记得住服侍神是服侍神嘅旨意嘅呢一句说话咧，你自己可以好细嘅再去领会到圣灵喺呢处要发表咩嘅意思。
But the point that we all need to cling to is that if you are to serve God, you must serve God's purpose. And if we understand that, then we will be able to see how the Holy Spirit leads and guides us as we read through the rest of the book.
然后呢，我哋留意到写信俾边个啦。Then
we need the second point we need to take note of is the recipient of this particular letter.
佢话写信俾哥罗西嘅众信徒。
So it says, it is written to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae.
在哥罗西的圣徒先。
So the first point is the saints at Colossae.
然后呢，就同埋喺基督里面有忠心嘅弟兄。
And then the second point is the faithful brethren in Christ.
那弟兄姊妹，喺呢处有啲问题啦。
Now some questions arises.
究竟这封信写给谁?
To whom is this letter written?
这就提出两部分的人。
It tells us of two specific types.
一个就是在哥罗西的众信徒。
One is the saints at Colossae.
一个就是在基督里面有信心的人，有忠心的人。
The second is the faithful brethren in Christ.
这两个这样的提法是不是等于那个呢?
So are these equal to one another?
抑或是说根本就是提到两个人两部分的不同的人?
Or are these referring to two different types of people?
弟兄姊妹，你读下去的时候，你很显然知道是提到两部分的人。
If you continue with the letter, you realize that these are very clearly, this is very clearly written to two different types of people.
当然主要收信的是哥罗西的众信徒。
Yes. Primarily, the main recipients of the letter are the saints at Colossae. But this letter was not solely written to the saints at Colossae. But it is written to all who are faithful brethren in Christ.
这些我不需要详细去解给弟兄姊妹听。
I don't need to go into a more extended explanation of this.
我只要引用别一个地方的一句说话呢，你就已经很清楚的了。
But instead, I will utilize another pass or another reference to make it more clear.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
The Holy Spirit speaks to the churches. Those who have ears, let them hear.
那这个在启示录。 那七封书信里边讲嘅说话咧，
so this is taken from Revelation in the letters. I mean, in the words written to the letters written, the message written to the seven churches.
而嗰七封书信咧，主要嘅收信人先系各个地方教会嘅使者。
And so, first and foremost is to written to those who are at those particular locations, the saints who are at those particular locations.
如果你睇头头嘅时候，哦，呢封信系写俾嗰个人嘅啫。If
you look at the various letters, you think, oh, it's specifically written to those particular individuals.
但当你睇到落后边嘅时候，你就睇到啦。
But as you continue to read it, then you discover
聖靈向眾教會講嘅話，凡有耳嘅就應該聽。
That the Holy Spirit says to the churches, "He who has an ear, let him hear."
你睇到呢七封書信就唔係單單寫俾嗰七個侍者或者話七個教會嘅侍者啦。
Then you realize that these letters were not specifically written to specific individuals at specific localities.
又係寫俾眾教會嘅啦。
But rather is also written to the church in general.
亦都喺哥羅西呢封書信裏邊有同樣呢個咁嘅意思。
And in Colossians, the epistle to the Colossians, it is the same understanding.
你話點解
？You might say, why?
弟兄姊妹，你要睇到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
哥羅西書信裏面的內容是針對當日的哥羅西的實在的情形。
Now, the epistle to the Colossians specifically refers to the people who are at, the saints who are at Colossae and in dealing with them with their specific situation.
但是哥羅西的難處不是哥羅西的專利。
But the difficulties that are presented at the church at Colossae is not merely the sole problems of that church in that particular time.
而是说哥罗西的教会的难处也是一般教会的难处。
The hardship for the church at Colossae also are the hardships that faces the church as a whole.
哥罗西有的难处其他的教会一样是有。
The hardships that the Colossians must face, they also are the hardship that other church bodies and other localities must face.
但是这个难处首先出现在哥罗西。
But this particular hardship, or these particular hardships, first was realized at the church of Colossae.
所以圣灵就将这封信先写去哥罗西。
So that's why the Holy Spirit firstwrote this letter to the Colossians.
但是包括众教会。
But,It includes, or it is supposed to encompass the entire church as well.
好啦，喺呢两节圣经嘅里边，我似乎讲得太多湿湿碎碎嘅嘢啦。
Now, it's just these two particular verses, and perhaps I might have expended myself in terms of talking about too many specific things.
我之所以咁特别嘅沉气喺呢度咧，乃系想弟兄姊妹你留意到哥罗西嘅问题。不是单单是哥罗西的问题。
But I intended to expend more time for brothers and sisters in order to draw your attention to the fact that the hardships that the Colossians face is not merely their hardship alone.
你看见哥罗西的难处，你也看到我们自己的难处。
If you see the hardships that the Colossians face, you will realize that these are the hardships that we face today.
所以圣灵当日是用哥罗西书来怎么去解决哥罗西的问题，今日神又用哥罗西书来解决我们今日的问题。
So in the manner by which the Holy Spirit writes to the church at Colossae in order to resolve the difficulties for the Colossians, so too does God now write to us as a church in order to resolve the difficulties of the church in general.
好啦，咁保罗讲咗一啲问安嘅说话之后
，So after Paul's greetings,
佢就开手交通一件事情啦。
He goes forward and he shares upon one particular thing.
乜嘢事呢？
What is this?
是他们，是，即是，是保罗和他的同工们，和哥罗西教会那个属灵的关系。
This is specifically the spiritual relationship that exists between Paul and his co-workers as a group in relationship to the saints at Colossae.
那个属灵的关系是表达在哪处呢？
Now,How is this spiritual relationship realized
or
stated? Paul says,
他们感谢神,
we give thanks to God.
因为他们时时是为着哥罗西的教会来祈祷。
And that we offer up prayer constantly for the Colossians.
为什么常常为着他们去祈祷呢?
And why is it that they constantly...they did not cease to pray for them.
留意了第四节嗰处就讲个原因了。
Verse 4 tells us the reason.
他说因为听见你们在基督耶稣里面的信心，同埋向众圣徒的爱心，又是为 那个比你们存留在天上的盼望，这个盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
So it clearly states that because of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of the truth, which is the gospel.
Now, 弟兄姊妹你要注意了，
Now, brothers and sisters, take note of this. In this particular reference, it tells us that the Colossians, as they began their steps of spiritual their spiritual walk, that the beginning steps of their spiritual walk was completed very well. That they had a basis or a very solid foundation in all three aspects, faith, love, and hope.
或者说在信望爱这三件事情上面非常的有表现。
Or you might say that they were able to exhibit or to manifest very clearly these three particular attributes, which is faith, love, and hope.
So,
because of that very reason, Paul and his co-workers have not ceased to continue to pray for them. But brothers and sisters, take note of this.
保罗的说话不是停在这里。
Paul's words did not stop there.
保罗还继续在那里讲到他们和他们中间的关系。
Paul continued to expound upon the relationship that now existed, the spiritual relationship that now existed between himself and the Colossians.
那他说先是你们接受了神，接受了主耶稣基督的救恩。
So it says first that they had received the salvation from Jesus Christ.
然后会就会同众圣徒一同有彼此相爱。
And then to have the mutual love with other saints.
同时呢，你哋好明显嘅嚟持守住你哋嗰个盼望。
And then that they were it was very evident that they were holding fast to the hope that was laid up for them.
而这个盼望呢，是因为你们认识了福音真道所带来的。
And that this hope came through their hearing of the gospel of the word of truth.
而这个真道呢，不单只是在你们哥罗西这个地方是发生果效。
And so not only does this word of truth bear fruit only within the confines of Colossae.
在其他的地方都一样的发生果效。
But it also has bore fruit in other localities as well.
你们之所以有盼望。
And so the fact that you have hope.
你们哥罗西这帮弟兄姊妹活在盼望的里头。
And the fact that you, the brethren who are at Colossae, are able to live in that hope.
如同在其他的地方的弟兄姊妹，他们一样是活在盼望的里头。
Just as other brethren in other localities also are able to live in that hope.
都是一同是根据住那个福音的真道。
All of it is due to the gospel, which is the word of truth.
咁因此呢？
And because of that,
你们晓得这个福音的真道呢，是将你们带入去那个荣耀的指望的里头的。
So that this gospel of truth brings you into the eternal hope.
咁好啦。
Now.
咁这个是哥罗西教会他们开手的时候那个属灵的情形。
So this is the spiritual condition of the Colossians as they began their spiritual walk.
然后呢？然后呢？
And then?
底下就讲了。
It continues to say,
他说你们中间有个弟兄叫做以巴弗提。
That there in your midst is a brother by name of...
以巴弗，不是以巴弗，底下就提到另外一个以巴弗。以巴弗。
It tells us that there is a brother in your midst by name of
Epaphras. 他是一个非常好的服侍主的同工。
Who is a beloved fellow bond servant.
佢就嚟到我哋呢处。
And he has come into our midst.
即系边处呢
？Where
is that?
Is the prison in Rome?
佢就将哥罗西教会嘅情形就交通俾保罗佢哋知道。
And he has informed Paul of the situation back at Colossae.
咁弟兄姊妹注意啦噃。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note of this.
注意第八节
，verse 8.
佢话将你哋因为圣灵所传嘅爱心话咗俾我哋知。
He also informed us of your love in the Spirit.
如果你细心读呢段嘅经文
，Now, if you are meticulous to read through this particular scripture,
你从上边你会睇到。
From the context above, you see,
佢哋喺信心、喺爱心、喺盼望上边系有成绩。
That they scored great points both in faith, hope, and love.
但系如今以巴弗嚟到佢哋中间嘅时候呢
？But now, when Epaphras has come,
交通俾佢哋嘅呢，只系话呢班哥罗西嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋喺爱心上边。喺爱嘅学习嘅上面系非常非常嘅有表现。
He tells Paul and the co-workers that the brethren at Colossae excels greatly in the love of in the spirit.
等住问你话咁咪好
？So brothers and sisters, you might say, well, that's good.
啊，佢哋大家都喺爱心嘅功课上边，喺爱嘅追求嘅上边系有成绩。
That they are able to do so well in the matter of love. They're able to excel in the lessons of love.
咁咪好好
？Isn't that great?
但系如果你接落去睇嘅时候呢
？But if you continue forward，
你话应该系好喎。
Well, yeah, it should be good.
因为保罗话，我哋一听到之后呢，我哋就自从听见咁样嘅事情，就为你哋不住嘅祈祷啦。
Because Paul responded and said, when we heard that, we constantly prayed for you.
愿你哋喺一切属灵嘅智慧悟性上边，满心嘅知道神嘅旨意啊。
So that you might be filled with the knowledge of God's will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
跟住话咁咪好
？Then you say, wow, that's good.
是不是真的好呢
？But is it really？
等住你读细心啲
，Brothers and sisters， if you're more careful in your reading，
你细心读落去嘅时候，你就发觉
，if you continue to read， you discover，
似乎唔系好噃。
Wait， it doesn't seem to be such a good thing。
因为保罗一听到呢，佢哋就不停嘅为着佢哋祷告，而祷告嘅目的系为叫佢哋去完全嘅去认识神嘅旨意。
Because Paul's response in hearing the report from Epaphras was that he then prompted him to pray and to pray continually. But to pray for what? To pray so that the Colossians would come to a more complete or to a full knowledge of God's will.
然后呢，就带出个结果，行事为人对得起主。
And then it would so that.By being filled, they would be able to come to a conclusion, which is so that they might walk in a manner that's worthy of the Lord.
但系你细细留意
，So now if you're very meticulous in your reading,
保罗呢个咁样嘅讲到，我哋而家系咁样为你哋祈祷喎。
Paul is saying we're praying for you in this particular way.
系唔系话你哋喺认识神嘅旨意嘅事情上边唔够完整
？Is it not saying that they're Understanding of the will of God is incomplete.
喺行事为人嘅上边，喺同对得起主嘅呢件事上边有啲距离呢
？Isn't Paul saying that in terms of their walk before others, there is some lack in regards to the Lord in their walk?
如果你细细去留意嘅话，你一定发现系咁样。
If you are very careful in studying this particular passage, you discover that indeed is the truth.
如果你睇落下文，再睇翻上文，你就更加肯定系咁样啦。
And if you put it in context, then you realize it is true.
哥罗西教会发生难处啦。
there is a hardship that has developed in the church at Colossae.
如果你还记得我上次和弟兄姊妹讲到他们的背景的时候呢,
if brothers and sisters recall the background that we had already delineated from last study,
你更加会知道了,
you discover that that's true.
哥罗西教会表面上还维持一个非常好的情形,
that outwardly speaking, what you see is a very good facade.
因为他们还非常有在爱心上有操练,
because they still are doing quite well in the area of love.
他们在神的面前对爱主的追求仍然是有火焰,
that they continue to have a zealous pursuit for the Lord.
但可惜这个是现象,
but unfortunately, that is only at the present. 这个, it's only momentary. It's only a phenomenon.
不是真实的情形,
it's only a facade, it's not reality.
因为他们当时在爱里面的追求是追求另外一件事,
because in their pursuit of love, they have a different goal.
他们追求要自己成为神,
they are pursuing for the goal of being gods themselves.
所以弟兄姊妹你注意了,
so now, brothers and sisters, take notice.
以巴弗来到保罗他们那处的时候跟保罗说哥罗西教会怎样怎样怎样怎样是说了什么出来呢?
What do you think Epaphras actually reported to Paul when he came into Paul's presence? What was he saying that was happening at the church at Colossae? Now, remember what the context was that preceded this. What was the description of the church at Colossae?
有信心,
there is faith.
有爱心,
there is love.
有盼望,
there is hope.
现在以巴弗来讲,
now, Epaphras has come and has reported,
信心不见了,
but now they have lost faith.
盼望不见了,
there is no mention of hope.
仅仅剩下一个爱,
the only thing that remains is love.
弟兄们你留意,
brothers and sisters, take notice.
如果在属灵里面的三件重要的情形呢,
if there are three tenets within the spiritual realm, and now you are without two,
剩下一件,
and there only remains one.
所以不怪得保罗在下面就说,我们不停地为你祈祷,为要叫你们去满心知道神的旨意,以知道你们能够行事为人,对得起主。
It's no wonder then there's an urgency in Paul's words that says, we have not ceased to pray for you, and to ask that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you can walk in a manner that's worthy of the Lord.
究竟哥罗西教会出了什么问题?
So exactly what has happened in the church at Colossae?
我们上次听提过了,
last time we mentioned it,
他们放弃基督,
they had left the Christ,
将神的儿子摆在一边,
they have put aside the Son of God,
然后用人的方法去追求属灵的高峰,
and instead they now have accepted man's ways in their pursuit of reaching higher levels of spirituality.
弟兄姊妹怎么可能在神的儿子以外寻找到有路可以叫人达到属灵的高峰?
How could it be that one would be able to find any way outside of the Son of God and to a place of higher spirituality?
不可能,
it's impossible.
因为我们的主已经老早就宣告了,
because our Lord long ago had already announced that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
如果不是藉着他,
that except through him, there is no other way by which we may come before the Father. And this is referring to entering into the fullness of God. If we say all we need is to fulfill the qualifications set by God,
no, to adjust the relationship with God.
If we are just so talking about adjusting a relationship with God,
mm-hmm. 这样,那个呢是 彼得所宣讲的,除他以外别无拯救,因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名,叫我们可以因他得救。
Then we would look at Paul, Peter and what he says, that there's no other name in heaven and earth whereby we may be saved.
所以弟兄姊妹,无论你说要进入神的丰富的里面,你只有藉着基督。
So, if we look at it from those two specific aspects. If we want to enter into the fullness of God,
就算你只是要调整神的同神的关系，你也只有透过基督。
Or if you just want to adjust your relationship with God, you still must go through Christ.
没人可以在基督以外去寻找到一条路是与神是联结起上来。
No one would be able to find a way outside of Christ that can bring you to be united with God the Father.
因此弟兄姊妹，当我们读到这个地方的时候，
So when we come to this particular point,
我盼望弟兄姊妹你能够掌握到一件事。
I hope that brothers and sisters will be able to grasp on to one thing.
哥罗西的书信的内容是丰富的，是高的。
The message within the epistle to the Colossians is a very high and very spiritual one.
但是不是等于哥罗西教会是丰富的。在属灵的路上面是跑到高点。
But it doesn't mean that the church at Colossae is a very abundant and has come to a very high spiritual point.
同埋以弗所书是很不相同。
It is extremely different from the epistle to the Ephesians.
以弗所的信息是非常的丰富，是非常的高。
Now the message within Ephesians also is very abundant and is very high.
但是以弗所的教会在当时来讲，他们也的确又是非常非常的好。
But the church at Ephesus at that particular time, they were doing extremely well before the Lord.
所以以弗所教会和以弗所书这两件事情呢，他们是是可以连结在一起。
And so that's why the church at Ephesus can be a parallel to the message that's contained in the epistle to the Ephesians.
但哥罗西书就不一样了。
But for Colossians, it is not the same.
哥罗西的教会同埋哥罗西书的内容是相差了很多。
That there is a great separation between the message that's contained in the epistle to the Colossians and the church at Colossae.
如今圣灵就是用着哥罗西的书信，要把哥罗西教会从低处来提翻起上来。
And it is the Holy Spirit's intent to utilize the epistle written to the Colossians to raise the Colossians from the depth of where they are up to a higher level to where they should be.
所以弟兄姊妹，我提几个节的经文给大家留意一下，我今天就不再讲下去了。
And so let me sum up by giving you a couple of references.
当保罗一晓得他们的属灵上面出了发生难处的时候，
Once Paul realized of the hardship that has developed in their midst,
他们不停地为着他们去祷告。
It says they did not cease to pray for them.
为着他们祷告呢，有几个目的在这里。
And their prayer consisted of several aspects.
我给弟兄姊妹，我指给弟兄姊妹看先。
I'll point it out for brothers and sisters first.
他说是第一头一件事情就是在第九节的下半。
The first is recorded in the latter half of verse 9.
叫你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上面满心知道神的旨意。
That you might be filledThat means completed with the knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
啊，这个第一件事情。
So this is the first matter.
啊，然后第二件事情咧，第十节。
The second point, second aspect is in verse 10.
就好叫你哋行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙佢喜悦，喺一切嘅事上结果子，慢慢嘅就知道神。
So that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good works, and slowly increasing in the knowledge of God.
多知道神，不是只是知道神。
Not only to know God, but to know Him more, increasing in the knowledge of God.
然后第三件事情呢？
And then the third aspect.
就跟着接上去了，在各样的事情上面，就十一节了，是照着祂荣耀的权能呢，可以在各样的事上面力上加力，来叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜，忍耐宽容。
Verse 11 would be the third aspect, which is to be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience.
换句话来说，是叫他们呢 在神那个荣耀的权能的里面呢有把握。
It's so that they might, that they are confident in the glorious might of God.
咁然后呢仲有一件。
And then there is another aspect too, which is verse 12.
佢话感谢父叫我哋能与众圣徒喺光明中同得基业。
It says, joyously giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
那弟兄姊妹你留意，在保罗的祷告的里面，四个目的。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note of this. There are four specific purposes within the prayer of Paul.
这四个目的都是对着哥罗西的缺陷来祷告到神的面前。
All four points out the weakness that now exists in the Colossians. And these are the weaknesses for which Paul is making a prayer to God.
叫哥罗西的教会是有真实的成长在神的旨意的里头。
So that the church at Colossae might have a true, a real knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and understanding.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
圣灵没有隐藏哥罗西教会的缺陷。
That the Holy Spirit did not hide the deficiencies of the church at Colossae.
很明显地将他们的缺陷摆出来。
But instead has now plainly laid the deficiencies before us.
保罗为他们祷告。
And Paul now is able to pray for them.
要叫他们知道神的旨意。
So that they might come to know the will of God.
要叫他们晓得神拯救他们的目的。
So that they would understand the purpose for salvation.
要叫他们晓得他们已经在神的救赎的里面所站的地位和那个结局。
So that they would understand the position that they already hold within the salvation of God, and for them to also know the conclusion of their salvation.
并且叫他们知道他们生存在地上的那个真实的意义。
And then also for them to understand the real meaning of living, of their life, the real meaning of life.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
盼望弟兄姊妹，你在下一次我们再读哥罗西的时候，你先将保罗为他们祷告的四个目的的你能够先领会得出来。
Maybe prior to our getting together again in our next study, we would spend some time to look fully into these four aspects that are contained within the prayer of Paul.
然后你就发现了。
Then you would be able to discover.
跟住落去所提嘅呢
，all the words that come from this point forward.
几乎我哋可以讲。以后的哥罗西书以后嗰个部分
，You could even say that for the rest of this book，
完全系围绕住喺神嘅儿子嘅所事同埋神嘅儿子嘅所作
，centers completely on who the Son of God truly is and what is his works。
而我哋一切
，What are his works？
嘅所有就系根据佢嘅所事同埋所作。
And the fact that everything that we have, it must abide by all that he is and all that he has done.
好明显就同哥罗西嘅弟兄姊妹提起，你哋要喺基督以外去寻找属灵上边嘅个好处，你哋做咗一个愚昧嘅拣选啦。
It is likened to the message that is specifically spoken to the Colossians that if you are pursuing after higher spirituality outside of Jesus Christ, then you are foolish.
神已经在他儿子的里面为你们预备好一切。
Because God has already prepared everything within his own son.
你只要晓得他支取基督。
And you just need to abide, you just need to acquire, attain it through Christ.
你哋就得著神要俾你哋嘅一切。
And then you would gain all that God had intended for you to gain.
如果你哋睇清楚呢一件事情
，If you're able to see this one aspect clearly，
你哋仲有乜嘢理由要喺基督以外去寻找追求嘅路
？What else? What other reason would you have to continue your pursuit and chase outside of Christ.
我咁样指俾弟兄姊妹睇到哥罗西书嘅嗰个内容嗰个发展。
So I point this out so that brothers and sisters can understand the development of the rest of the book of Colossians.
弟兄姊妹可以喺我哋下一次读哥罗西书之前，你自己能够喺主嘅面前直接去领会到神要同教会讲嘅话。
So perhaps now we're able to spend some time on our own prior to our next gathering together for a study of pursuing to have a spiritual understanding directly from the Lord Himself.
我今日咁样提法呢，乃系话最快都要两个星期后，我先再会翻嚟同弟兄姊妹再读哥罗西。
Now, I say this with understanding that the soonest that we'll be able to get together again would be 2 weeks hence.
咁弟兄姊妹心里边唔好冷咗落去。
So I hope that brothers and sisters would not cool in your fervency.
我趁住唯独基督，你就喺呢个点上边。在哥罗西书里头就落地功夫。
But instead, for the pursuit of Christ, that we would expend some time and energy in looking into His words in this particular direction ourselves.
咁样，哥罗西书里边嘅信息对我哋嚟讲就系非常嘅活。
If so, then the epistle to the Colossians will be quickened or made alive in us.
我哋祈祷。
Let's pray.
主啊，但愿你藉着赐人智慧启示嘅灵，将你喺哥罗西书里边嘅心意向我哋解开。
O Lord, may you grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in order to understand the message that is contained in the epistle to the Colossians.
叫我哋从呢啲好似枯燥又好似熟悉嘅字句嘅里边，系碰到你要同我哋讲嘅话。
So that we would really come face to face with words that you desire for us to see and understand through these words that sometimes may be seemingly familiar and sometimes may be new to us.
主啊，我哋感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你将我哋摆喺你自己嘅里边。
Because you have placed us in yourself.
你又教导我哋学习活喺你自己嘅里边。
And you teach us how to live in you.
但愿我哋嘅主，你藉着圣灵嘅帮助，叫我哋更深嘅、更准确嘅去认识你嘅自己。
So may you utilize the Holy Spirit to allow us to understand at a deeper level and in a more fuller way of you.
叫我哋喺属灵嘅路上面嘅追求系走得正直
，so that our spiritual pursuit might be proper.
要合你的心意
that it would be in accordance to your heart desire
叫荣耀称颂归给你
so that we might bring all glory and honor back to you
叫你的祝福和丰盛是临到我们
and that the blessing and grace would be showered upon us
祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ Amen, Amen.